Slackers Ate My Neighbors, Episode 7.
Slackers Ate My Neighbors, episode 7. This is your host, Teen Idol.
What?
And with me here is your gaming expert, Rab. Say hello, Rab.
Hello, Rab.
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm so confused right now.
Shut up,
Crispy. Crispy, say hello.
Go ahead.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Oh my god. You're really bad at this.
Okay. Crispy is our resident girl.
She's the girl of the podcast.
Okay.
Alright. You take control now, dude. I'm done.
Alright. Well, welcome.
That was good.
That's quite
I would have done worse, but yeah.
Very comedic of you. All right, well, this is episode 7. Welcome back, listeners. I'm your host, Teen Idol, the horror movie fan. Joining me...
You sound like you don't want to do this.
No, I'm just... I have a note with me right now, that's why. I'm just, like, writing everything down. But we are coming to you once again from the Valley, California. Joining me are our video game expert, Rab.
I did this.
Yeah, what the hell? Skip on, come on.
And Crispy, our female.
He's just the female.
The female.
Yeah, that's what I am. Just a girl.
The one responsible for half our listeners.
Is that even true? Going back to the whole fan thing?
I'm positive it is.
Yeah.
So out of 10, I only have 5 and you guys have the other 5?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Either that and some of them are like Street Fighter people.
Ah, that's Rab then. So Rab has 3 and you have like 2.
Yeah. I'm just that guy. Just that guy. Nobody wants to listen to. But, okay. So, I don't think we have an excuse again for being like what?
6 months late?
So, I think the last episode was around November.
Wait, did we do a New Year's one? No, huh?
No, dude, this is supposed to be the New Year's one.
Weren't we supposed to, though? I remember we were supposed to.
Yeah, we were supposed to. That was the plan.
Whatever happened to the vampire movie?
Yeah. I think in the last episode, we said we were going to watch Fright Night and Vamp, which we all did, but we just slacked off and months passed and just completely forgot everything.
For the record, I didn't watch them.
Yeah,
what?
For the record.
Well, I mean, oh my fucking god, you had him like... don't you still have Vamp?
Yeah, he still has both.
Oh my god.
That was the reason we didn't do that episode, remember, Crispy? Because it was like already a month and a half into it.
Yeah, but I thought you said he had watched them. And then, you guys never got back to me, so I thought maybe he had to watch them again, and whatever.
It doesn't matter. Moving on.
Well, the holiday season came up. We slacked off. We had plans for a New Year's episode. Holiday episode, I mean, didn't happen, so... Anyway, we just canceled the whole vampire thing. And this episode, we're gonna do our Fuck You 2009 episode, which is basically the blowout special where we talk about what we saw this year, what we liked, didn't like, and
what we want to see.
Yes, and what we want to see this coming year, 2010. Even though it's already, like, what, the 25th or something?
Well, I have movies that, like, are already out, or are gonna be out. That's okay, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But okay, moving on. Let's get this shit rolling. So, the warm-up question. It's pretty fucking basic, you know, normal ass shit. So the question for this week for you guys is, what's your best and worst memory of 2009? It doesn't have to be like movie related or anything, so.
You.
Crispy, go.
I said you, you're like the worst. I'm just kidding.
Jeez. I'm like the best and worst. Or just
whoa,
the worst.
Whoa, 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 I didn't say best. Worst. Where are you going?
Just a little more on the worst side, just slightly, only slightly.
Only slightly.
Is that your serious answer?
Yeah, I guess.
there you have it, folks. You heard it here first. The first personal shot at me taken by Crispy on the air of 2010.
Yeah!
There will be many more of those coming.
I hope. Shit.
What about you, Rab?
It's life must be. What?
what did you say? Did you say that's not Crispy? If
Idol's the best and worst thing of your entire year, then Jesus, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah.
I know, fuck, I do too.
You're fucking up in life, Crispy. You're fucking up.
And it's all your fault. Fuck.
What about you, Rab? Best or worst? Best and worst.
You go first, because I still need to chew on that for a second.
All right, well, my best, and you've heard us talk about this many times, is obviously West Coast Warzone and
Shut.
Can't bring in the new year without mentioning Street Fighter. Come on. All the arcades, you know, hanging out at Carl's like at 2 a.m., hanging with the niggas, playing SF4 and CVS. Good times.
I'm just nodding my head so hard right now.
Best, with your eyes closed. With your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Best times of 2009 for me. As for the worst, kind of the same, but just the fact that in every tournament, I get the tournament jitters and get really, really shaky and just do really stupid noob shit and fuck up. Yeah, at tournaments, I really do suck. Like, I don't want to make excuses, but my true skill does not show.
Damn, really? So you, like, never won ever?
Those tournament jitters, man. Like, the tournaments, like, you got people actually watching.
What about you, Rab?
Friends.
Well, see, like when me and Rab were in that Mission College tournament, we knew we were surrounded by people who sucked.
But so, that was here, come on.
Yeah, exactly. Mission. So we didn't have to worry about anything. So we were, like, top performing. Besides Online Tony, that fucked us up. But, I mean, in the arcades and stuff, surrounded by so many people that actually know what they're doing, and they nod their head when you fuck up a combo, it's so nerve-wracking. But, yeah, that's me. So, Rab?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to steal your best of 09, man, because fucking Warzone. That shit was fucking awesome.
Yeah?
It was a blast. Fucking such good times. Street Fighter and stuff. So good.
I'm sure Yosef would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
What about
worst thing of 09? Man, can't ask me questions.
What?
Said you can't ask me these questions on such fucking spur of the moment. especially when I've been drinking. Jesus Christ. Hold on, let me think. The worst thing to happen in 2009 is probably,
here it comes.
Say it!
When I spent money on Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh!
On Xbox Live.
I'm
just fucking garbage. I, like,
you know,
you made me buy it. You literally made me buy it.
I was just joking because I bought it and I literally played it for like 10 minutes and I was over it.
I like that game. It's like, honestly,
like you and me played it for a couple days. Like we played it for a couple days just to try to get our money's worth. But man, that game is so fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it. Like how people think that game is the fucking crown and glory of Capcom and not like CVS2 or like anything else. I mean, it fucking blows my mind.
So sad that CVS just fell off the charts. So sad.
Crying shame.
Hopefully you, like, John Rog listens to what I posted on SRK and you you had no jinx backed up of adding CVS2 to Warzone.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen though.
Yeah, I doubt it. But anyway,
Warzone 2.
Warzone 2. West Coast Warzone. Long Beach, April 2nd, I believe. Hit us up. We'll be there. Yes. But, yes. Best and worst of 2009. So, not bad. Not bad. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I got, like, this whole new recording package software theater thing from my badass brother for Christmas.
So, testing it out.
Yes, we are testing it out for the first time, so if something sounds wrong or different, I will fix it on the next episode. But so far, everything's pretty snazzy, so hopefully it all works out. But anyway, moving on to the worldwide weird. Just keep this shit rolling. Since this is like the blowout special, I didn't really want to look for like a weird story and anything, so I just thought we'd recap on some of the celebrity deaths that we had last year.
Jesus.
Because if you go if you go to our MySpace, I put up a photo album some months ago where every time like a celebrity passes, I put up the picture of the day and like something significant they did underward. So one of the last ones I put up for 2009 was Brittany Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A. Luann Platter. So sad. I fucking loved her.
So hot.
Yeah, she was really hot. Died of...
I didn't believe that. I thought they were kidding.
I found out from Twitter, you know? It's really strange. Like, Twitter's really good at that. When a celebrity...
I found out Michael Jackson died.
When a celebrity passes, like, that's where I hear of it first, is Twitter.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Brittany Murphy passed of cardiac arrest. Do you guys know if, like, anything's been known about that yet?
Nope.
I don't follow fucking...
Like pop culture.
Shit like that, yeah, no.
Yeah. And then most recent also was... They didn't make much buzz about this one, but The Rev, the drummer for Avenged Sevenfold, who was 28, I believe, he died of cardiac arrest as well.
I heard about
that. What were they doing?
Cardiac arrest was like douchebag of 2009. It took so many people.
They're all scared now.
I think, I'm pretty sure that one was drug related though, because he was really open
on
his drug use.
Wouldn't they both be drug related then?
Well, I mean.
I mean, come on, Brittany.
If Brittany Murphy, like, died of cardiac arrest.
What?
Don't start.
Me?
Yes. Yes.
What am I doing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about Brittany Murphy. But The Rev, he was just really open about his drug use, so. Yeah. Obviously the big one of 2009 was Michael Jackson, cardiac arrest. Yeah, that little sniffle from Rav says it all.
Oh, man.
All you old school wrestling fans, Umaga, Fatu, he died of cardiac arrest. Do you remember Umaga, Rav?
Yes.
He was related to The Rock.
Wasn't he also related to Rikishi?
Yes, Rikishi too.
Rikishi. Yeah, Rikishi's last name was Fatu, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. But he passed of cardiac arrest. Captain Lou Albano, again, another wrestling legend. He died of natural causes. Dan O'Bannon, since this is a horror movie podcast and we haven't talked much about horror, the creator of Return of the Living Dead 2, director, and like writer of Aliens and a bunch of other classics, he passed. That was a big loss. Ed McMahon, natural causes. Patrick Swayze, cancer.
Really? Finally. I hated that guy.
You didn't like Ed McMahon?
No. Why you not? Did. You did.
I like What's him. Not to like about the man? He's a hardworking guy. What the fuck's the problem?
Hardworking?
I felt bad for him in his last years because he lost his house and stuff, and he's like such an entertainment legend.
Jeez, I didn't know he died, but damn.
Patrick Swayze, he died of cancer. Really sad. My mom's still sad about that one.
I think everyone's mom's still sad. He's like,
yeah.
Back then,
yeah, know? Right? It's like exactly what my mom says. Like, oh, he was so handsome.
Yeah. I was watching that that Wu-Tang movie. Who was it?
Which one?
Wong Fu. Wong Fu. Welcome to Wong Fu or something.
Oh, the one where he's like a drag queen?
Yeah. I was like, my mom couldn't believe that was him. I'm like, oh, come on, mom, you know, see this movie?
Like with
She's like, wow, he looks so pretty.
With Wesley Snipes and stuff?
I know, and I'm like, I was telling my brother, because he didn't believe me that was Blade. I'm like, that's Blade! He's like, no, he's so skinny. I'm like, that's Blade, come on.
Yeah. Well, I like Ghost, by the way. I'll just admit it. But anyway, Farrah Fawcett died of cancer. Paul Naschy, Spanish legend. of Spanish horror movie legend, died of cancer. David Carradine, he was, I think, murdered and choked by a prostitute. Something like
that. Wow, how cool.
Something like that. Dick Durock, who was the Swamp Thing, died. I forgot of what. Billy Mays, heart attack.
Mm.
And John Hughes, cardiac arrest. There's a couple more, but those are like the ones I caught from the MySpace. So, yeah. Which one do you guys miss the most? Which one hit closest to home for you guys?
Rev, say it.
I'm going to say MJ.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on and say it.
I thought you'd say that for like the worst year, remember when he was asking us? I thought you'd say MJ. That's why I'm like, MJ, MJ, MJ.
Yeah. What about you, Crispy?
What about me what?
Like, which one hit closest to home?
Obviously, Michael Jackson. I had a really bad day that day, and then that just made it worse.
Yeah.
It was like
that worst. Whole week was really just, like, bitter.
I had bitter
and salty week.
That was a great week for me, actually, because my brother was home from Iraq.
How you jerk?
Okay. Like, we were in Chinatown when we heard about that, so.
Jerk!
But, mine were...
scored on, like, all these movies and DVDs and shit.
Mine was Michael Jackson, of course, and Brittany Murphy, both of them. Because Brittany Murphy, like, I was actually a big fan. She had a lot of girl movies, but I still liked them. I don't know. Secret of mine coming out.
No, no, I fucking, like, I had a big crush on her in 8 Mile.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she was in that movie with Eminem.
Jeez, wasn't she, like, a slut in that movie?
She's okay. Cool, man.
Yeah, I really liked her. But okay, moving on, moving on. Oh, and the most tragic career, death of 2009 was Tiger Woods' career.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, wasn't it this month, though? Or
nah, that was like in December and November.
I know, what's up with that? I was like
all 30 of his hookers like came.
What? 30? I thought it was only one.
No way, it was like 20. What? Like 20 different women have come forward in that shit.
Ew, he's happy.
But like, you gotta like it's consider like the fact that a lot of them might just be trying to fucking get score money. Something and say
yeah, that know. Money.
Duh, come on.
Who's got the money?
Like I bet, legitly bet, like I'll bet like $2 right now that there's gonna be a fucking reality show with those bitches.
Like,
at least
VH1.
Would you watch it? You'd watch it.
There you go, VH1. Rav just pitched that idea. Give him some money.
I know.
But yeah, okay, so we'll just go on from that and actually move into movie stuff.
Yay.
That was movie stuff, but not in a down note. But usually we do mini reviews, but we're just going to skip all that together for time's sake and because we're going to be talking about a bunch of movies today anyway. So... Mm-hmm. Like I said, this episode, we're going to do the best and worst of 2009. We each came up with our list, just like everybody else did on the internet, interwebs.
Yep.
So, Rav was saying to let's do the worst first.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start off with our worst of 2009.
And not it.
Yes, Rav. Like
not
I said,
it.
I say yes to the question you just asked me.
All right.
But, yeah, so you want to go first, Crispy? Worst of 2009?
Oh, worst? Yeah, okay. Okay, Rav, don't hate me. Please. Please. okay, I really wanted to see This Is It, and when I saw it...
Okay, hold on. Wait,
uh-oh.
Wait,
Crispy.
Don't hate me. Come
wait,
on,
wait, Crispy.
What?
Let's do, like a countdown from 5 to 1, and 1 being, like, the worst, you know?
For worst, right?
Yeah, so start off with, like, your fifth worst one, and then just go from...
What do you mean fifth? I only have 3.
Well, yeah, whatever. You're third then.
Okay, so first is, like, what, really bad?
Yeah, first is the really, really bad one.
Oh, okay, sorry, Rob. Okay, I don't know if you guys heard about it. World's Greatest Dad. See that?
That does not ring a bell.
Robin Williams and that one kid from Spy Kids all grown up. I don't know. I don't really like the movie. It's really like, I didn't get it.
Robin Williams has been very shady lately.
Hey, past couple. I don't know. It was like some independent movie, but it was like, I didn't get the end. I don't know if you want me to explain it, but I mean, the title doesn't really go with it either, because he's like a jerk, I guess, throughout the whole movie to his son. And when his son actually commits suicide, he
Jesus.
He like takes credit. Like, he used to write, right? But like, you know, when you're old, like, a lot of people don't want to like sell your books or whatever, they might be lame. So then he supposedly like says that his son wrote it before he died, right?
Yeah.
So then like he just takes credit, he like using his son like as, you know, to get like his books and shit.
As soon as you said Robin Williams, I thought this was going to be like another family comedy. And then you say,
"No, that's what I thought. That's what I was waiting for."
You say his son commits suicide. I was like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah, his son commits suicide, and I don't want to know. I mean, I'll tell you how, but it was pretty like weird.
Say what?
Do you want me to say it?
It's up to you. I've never heard of this movie.
Okay, well, I thought it was weird because, and I didn't really like it because. Okay, so he had this like pleasure thing where he used to masturbate in front of his computer while he choked himself with a
Jesus,
chair.
Jesus, what?
And his dad used to tell him not to do it because, you know, he'd think it was normal and everything and ignore it. And he was a dick to Robin Williams, and he dies that way. So I was like, what? It was pretty weird. Anyway.
That's one of those things that if you died of that, when you go to judgment with God, he just looks at you like, you're a dumb piece of shit. You know, like, out of all the ways you could die, this is how you die? He just, like, fucking kicks him in the ass. Like, get out of here.
I don't know. He had some sick pleasure of, like, choking himself while he was choking something else. It was like, anyway.
But then again, David Carradine.
Book I read.
That's how David Carradine died, too.
Wait, what?
David Carradine. You know the Thai hooker? Like, had him tied up.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. You were saying?
Okay, the next movie was Final Destination. That's the last one or whatever.
I haven't seen it.
Really? Oh, God. It's super lame. Like, I thought it'd be different, but I just got tired of, like, the whole, you know, at the end, survivors meet up and they all get killed by some vehicle at some coffee shop. It was a waste to me.
I like those movies because they're all exactly the same and you just go to them for...
I don't like that. That's why it's the same. Like, but at least like, they could die a different way at least.
Yeah, that's one of those movies where you just go to see the deaths. Like, that's the perfect example of that kind of...
Yeah, but I mean, they could have at least changed the last death. That's what I mean. They all, you know, the last scene.
Spoilers!
Yeah, because I've read about that movie and nobody liked it. They said it was the worst. And it was in 3D and they said the 3D was, like, not even there.
It sucked.
Yeah, I still want to see it.
Well, go ahead. Okay, so yeah, well, like I was saying, this is it. That Michael Jackson whole choreography movie about his tour and stuff. I mean, there was some parts that I did like. I mean, jeez.
That's Rab punching his mic.
I know, Rab like wants to choke me right now. But, I don't know, I thought it was kind of boring, really. And then I kind of didn't want to see it and just was, like, bothered by it even coming out to theaters and stuff because to me it just seemed like they were just, like, what's that word? Like, they just wanted to expose him more now that he was dead, you know? They were just, like, using his death for, like, oh, here, like, let's just push out this movie, you know?
What do you have to say about that, Rab? Because I haven't seen this movie.
Wait, this is it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was not listening. I was reading.
Oh, okay. Already
but,
hate.
I mean, I liked it. So you could fuck off.
Oh my god! I'm not saying I totally hated it. I'm just saying it was like it sucked, kind of. Like, I mean, I watched it.
I'm not saying I hated it. It just sucked, kind of.
Was it like exploiting Michael or something? Like, that's what you mean?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. That's why I didn't want to see it, and that's why I kind of didn't even want to, that's why I hated it before I even saw it. But when I rented it, you know, just to see what it was all about, I mean, they could have at least had, like, I don't know, maybe a little interview with him or not, but everything was just, like, he was just practicing, recording, and they just basically tell you what they were going to do when they never did. Yeah. And it was just exploiting it. And that's why I didn't like it. It was just
to
like
be honest, like, I think that was, I mean, that's kind of the draw. Like the fact that he had this crazy and incredible vision, and then you get the sneak peek at what his fucking mind's eye has fucking created, and that like it was never fulfilled and it will never be fulfilled because the man fucking died. And but like what you see, like what you saw in that movie, like the things that were fucking choreographed and the crazy little like little skits they had for each fucking video, like that show like was going to be fucking spectacular. Like it was going to be a fucking crazy epic.
Oh, on a related note, I read that I think the Grammys or some award show, they're gonna do that Michael Jackson Thriller 3D thing. So that should that should be cool. Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool if you're there and you're watching it in 3D, but if we're watching it at home, you know, it's still going to be cool, but not.
That was like most, like one of the other most, you know, that kept me into that when they were showing that, that whole 3D thing and how they're making like that little scenery again. It was pretty cool hearing, like his costumes too. Like what they were going to do, like supposedly some like engineers and some designers teamed up to make like these crazy suits that, like you said, probably will never ever see, you know, which sucked, but I mean, as a movie and that whole exploiting thing, I didn't.
So that's your worst of 2009?
Yeah, those three.
Okay. That's an interesting list, since I've never heard of that Robin Williams one. And most
greatest dad.
Most lists I read online had, like, the same fucking movies, so yeah, it's good you brought something new to the table.
Oh, really?
And you only had three, right?
Yep.
All right, so worst of 2009, Rab.
All right, in no particular order, because all right, fine.
Oh, come on, I did it in order.
Well, doesn't have to be exactly in order, just make sure you have, like, a worst.
Well, because I only have two. Like, because I don't really see much. So, all right, one of my worst, or number two... is fucking fucking X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Saw that?
I saw it. Well, like I guess I'm kind of cheating, like in saying this, but all right. Let me add the extra fucking semicolon. X-Men Origins Wolverine bootleg.
Oh,
so it was
shit
before they added all the CGI, but really like that had no effect on my fucking score because I've seen the added fucking CGI and shit and I mean that didn't add to it much.
I saw that movie on Christmas and it almost ruined my holiday.
What?
I saw it so long ago that it's just like memories that aren't that fond in your mind. They don't really stick to well, so I don't remember much of it. Basically, it wasn't very memorable to begin with. Like, it was just a bunch of, like, just what happened to fucking Deadpool, man? That hurts. It fucking stung hard, because I'm a big fan of Deadpool. Like, he's a fucking really good fucking character, and it's it's a shame that they had to fucking do what they did to him, and basically, like, kill off the character, like, for good.
Wait a minute.
What?
Okay, well, I didn't see the bootleg version, so I guess I could just spoil this, but at the end of the movie, there is a stinger. Do you know about that?
I don't remember.
A stinger is when they add, like, a little tiny clip at the end of the movie, like, hinting there's gonna be a sequel. So okay. You didn't see that?
I don't remember. What was it?
Alright, well, spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear it, forward it, but Wolverine sucks, so you might as well listen. Yeah. So you know, like, Wolverine cuts off his head and stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the thing falls apart, everything falls apart. But then at the end, after the credits, I think I remember, like, they show the rubble, and then you just see his head, and it opens his eyes.
Right, yeah.
So, like,
that's fucking lame.
I guess he regenerates or whatever.
Like, yeah, I get that, I guess, because, like, in the comics, like, Wolverine's regenerated from being, like, just a head, too. Like Wolverine, like, Deadpool and Wolverine have, like, the same regenerative traits and shit, I believe. And fucking Wolverine's been down to, like, one cell left in his fucking brain, and he fucking regenerated. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but
I can't believe they released that movie in general. Like, it was really bad. Even like, with the CGI was fucking horrible. Like, his claws looked like you were looking at a cartoon the whole time, the whole movie. Shit was bad.
I heard the game was good, so I guess that's
a plus. Yeah, I played the demo. It was pretty fun. And then, like, one like small part of Wolverine, like, I'm not kidding. When I saw this part of Wolverine, I literally got up from my chair and just said, what the fuck, out loud. It's, like, I was sitting there with a bowl of cereal, and this made me get up. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would they do that? But that part where he's in the barn, and that nice old man and old lady bring him, like, clothes and shit.
And give him a motorcycle?
Yeah, and then out of nowhere, they just decide, hey, it'd be a good idea. Why don't we give this fucking sniper guy, let him kill the old lady and the old man?
Blow him up. Just kidding.
Like, you just see him, like, you just see them get shot. And I was like, what, why is that necessary? Like, what
that
the fuck?
Sad. That was sad. Sweet old people.
All right, go on. That's a bad move.
All right, yeah, that was fucking terrible. And then, worst fucking thing I've seen all year was Transformers 2.
I was going to mention that because I didn't think you were going to remember it.
fuck, man. That shit was so bad. Like, it was so bad. Like, I liked the first one. I wouldn't say that it was, like, my top of whatever year it came out of, in 08 or 09, whatever. But, fuck, dude. Like, why did they have to...
Shia LaBeouf.
Like, they tried so hard just to make it so, like,
kitty trend funny friendly.
Urban. Like, the... Like, one of the main things that bugs me about that fucking movie is the two little fucking, the Transformers, they're like twins, and they're supposed to be like two little urban kids.
Yeah.
I was saying, they're supposed to be two little black kids that talk like really slangy and annoying.
That's what everybody was saying.
Man, yeah. Dude, like,
The third one's coming out, so.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope they, like, I'll give it a chance, because I like the first one. Second one was fucking garbage, but I'll give the third one a chance. I mean,
Third time's a charm.
Whatever.
Michael Bay, he doesn't learn.
Like, unlike you, I don't have much of a problem with, like, CGI, because I'm a fan of the spectacle. Like,
yeah. Just
being, like, impressed and seeing awesome shit.
Yeah, well, that's what you expect from, like, summer blockbuster movies. It's usually ripping off. Like, fuck the story. This thing's just gonna blow your mind.
Yeah.
Avatar.
Did you see it?
That's a different beast altogether. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. Well, that's your worst?
Yeah, that's my worst.
Alright. Well, you guys didn't get much, but that's okay, because you guys don't watch as many stuff like I do. I guess you guys have lives, if you could say.
Right, unlike you.
But, I guess, moving on to my worst of 2009, there's more horror here, since this is a horror movie podcast after all. But my number 5 worst movie of 2009 was the Friday the 13th remake. Basically, the only good part of the movie were the first 15 minutes. After that, you could walk out and be like, that was fucking awesome. You know, it's full of, like, really fake tits and just nonstop sex, and then Jason just shows up with, like, the potato sack over his head, and he's so fucking evil and fierce. And that was the best part. But then after that, they decided, just like Rob Zombie decided to be a dickhead, the dude who did this decided to give Jason fucking feelings and make him into a pussy caring for his whatever. So yeah, fuck this movie. Jesus. Good sex scenes. That's it. And cool Jason. Jason was good, but fuck the movie.
Wait a minute. So they made him, like, not a killing machine? They made him, like, a...
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because, you know, he like, saves this chick, and for some reason, he doesn't kill her, because I guess she reminds him of her sister or something. Again, like, Rob Zombie, dumb shit.
Wait,
I thought he'd kill his sister, though, didn't he?
He has her, like, in a dungeon or some shit, under his house.
Okay, like, prisoner then.
But he doesn't kill her.
Wait, like, Jason has a house?
Yeah.
Like, what? He has a dog? Yeah, man.
Like the guy eats fucking pops in the morning, dude.
Gotta have his pops. Yeah, like, there's some people out there that are like, yeah, I love it when filmmakers give, like, these monsters with no feelings from classic movies feelings because it makes them more human. It's like, no, don't do that.
Fucking Jason doesn't need to be a fucking human. He's a fucking...
Yeah, like, neither does Michael Myers and shit, but they decide that'd be, I don't know, fuck you. Fuck this movie. Anyway. That's but yeah, if you want to see some good, like, tits and shit, watch the first 15 minutes. And then there's, like, a little sex scene later on for, like, 10 minutes. But anyway. Number 4, Terminator Salvation. This was fucking awful. It made no sense. It was a big mess. All the huge action parts, we already saw them in the trailer. Christian Bale literally says, like, 6 lines in the entire movie. It was such a fucking terrible movie. The only cool part was, spoiler alert, CGI Arnold makes a cameo at the end.
Oh, man.
So cool. Like, the whole original Terminator music comes on, and, like, Arnold's just naked and buff. And he has, like, the same haircut from the very first Terminator, like, James Cameron's Terminator, so that's fucking awesome. But yeah, movie sucked. Number 3 was The Unborn. Shitty American movie to... Shitty American attempt to make, like, a Japanese movie. Her girl is pregnant. Her baby's, like, a ghost or something. It's dumb. Doesn't matter. Number 2 was 9. Crispy, did you ever see that?
No.
Tim Burton, whatever. This movie
Wait, this is worse? You didn't like it? I thought you said you liked it.
9 was fucking awful. It was so boring and mediocre. Like, I just did not care for it. It was short. I didn't get the social commentary. I've seen this.
Do you see it online? Or just, yeah, it's here.
No, I saw it in the DVD. But yeah, that movie was... It's just like you were saying about Wolverine. Like, it's not memorable. I forgot about that shit right away. And number 1. This might be surprising to Rav, at least. My worst movie of 2009. I cannot fucking stand it, and I can't believe I bought this movie.
I know which one.
Jennifer's Body.
Oh,
you're
wow.
You're dumbass for buying that movie.
Can't believe you.
I knew this movie was going to be bad, but
why'd
good
you get
lord,
it?
I didn't know.
Wait, she got tits. That's why you bought it.
Yeah, but like, not even Megan Fox could have saved this. Diablo Cody is the most fucking retarded writer ever. It's the most wannabe trendy emo piece of shit you could ever imagine. There's
and
like
you own it.
Like the way they talk is fucking stupid. Like, do they think young people talk like this? Like, Jennifer, I don't give a shit about the spoiler, this movie sucks. She gets stabbed at the end, and instead of like just dying all epic and shit, she's like, "Oh, my tit," and she dies. Like, "Ow, my tit, really?" And then they use the word salty. Like, me and Joe were talking about this the other day. They're like, "Oh, you're so salty." But to them, it means they're like, you're hot. And it's just...
What the fuck?
It has the most retarded fucking slang and just stereotypes of...
What the fuck?
Like, I don't even know what this fucking Diablo Cody looks like, the writer of Juno. But, God. They just want to be fucking so trendy. It's so obnoxious. Like, I hated every second of this movie. Like, I will admit, at the beginning, there's a really cool part, like, when she first becomes the demon, where, like, her friend turns around, and Jennifer's just standing behind her, and, like, she just smiles, and she's all covered in blood. Like, that set the tone. Like, that was a really cool part, and it made me think, like, whoa, this is gonna be awesome. Why couldn't they keep that going? But no. It has, like, 3 kills in the entire movie. Oh, my God.
Like, and all 3 were in the fucking trailers and commercial.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez.
Wow, you're dumbass.
It has this fucking gothic kid listening to Screeching Weasel, which just pissed me off even more.
So wait a minute, so there's no Megan Fox titties in it, right?
There's a part where she unzips her sweater and you see, like, cleavage. Like, you see everything but nipple.
But that was in the fucking commercial, though.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong, like, Megan Fox sucks as an actor, but she does what she was meant to do well. Like, just be eye candy.
She is hot. She was
the only good part of the movie, as expected. You know, she didn't have to say anything, just her being around was fun. But,
that's a shame.
Yeah, that was my worst. And just for shits and giggles, dishonorable mentions, movies that didn't make my list but were just as fucking bad. I've seen a lot of really shitty movies, but even though I didn't see this one, I know this one would have been number one if I saw it. Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Just listen to old episodes and you'll hear why I hate this guy. And fucking Obsessed with Beyonce Knowles.
Wait, with what?
Obsessed, Beyonce Knowles.
Wait, I saw Obsessed.
Wait, I haven't seen it.
Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Wait a minute. I saw a movie on TV like a couple days ago that was called Obsessed. Maybe it was like a made for TV movie or something, but
what's about the Beyonce Knowles and her husband like gets a new secretary at work and it's this crazy white lady who starts stalking him.
Yeah.
And she's like, she insists that they had a relationship before or something?
Yes.
What the fuck? I saw a movie called Obsessed and it was on fucking TV the other day.
What channel?
So is Obsessed, like, is the new one with Beyonce based on this old one?
I have no idea.
Was it?
That's so weird because I saw a movie called Obsessed.
Maybe it's a remake.
Yeah, okay. But it seemed like a newish movie, I guess, and it doesn't seem like something that they would fucking remake because it wasn't like epic or anything. I mean, it's just some lady has a fucking husband and he's like a doctor, a fucking famous something or other, and this fucking lady, she's crazy and she insists that she had a relationship with him. Like, and she's got like a ghost that like talks to her, right? Like a person who's not actually there.
Oh, I don't know about that. No.
Well, in this movie, that there was like a person that's like not actually there, but like most people would assume she's there, but at the end you find out that she's not actually there. But yeah, whatever. That's fucking weird. That they remade that. That's weird.
Well, to the defense of this movie, like, everybody knew it was going to be shitty. It is what it is, but I think it even failed at being shitty, because this is one of those movies where you're supposed to be rooting for Beyonce at the end when she's, like, beating up the white chick, but it's like, nah, I fucking hated Beyonce throughout the whole movie. Like, from the first scene she comes out in to the end, she's just such a bitch to the guy. It's like, dude, like, leave that crazy bitch, take your baby, and go with the hot white girl, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Beyonce was hot in Goldmember.
Yeah, Beyonce is hot.
Did
she's quite the hottie. Shoddy. Shoddy.
Shotgun.
But yeah, that was our worst of 2009. So if you guys want to send us any, like, your own list or have problems with ours, think we missed something, send us shit to the MySpace, MySpace.com/SlackersAtMyNeighbors, or email me at tnidal_12@yahoo.com. So, yes, I believe it is time for Rab's Rabble.
Yosh.
Are you excited for this, Crispy?
Should I be? Oh, what are we talking about?
Just Crispy's just aching for that super info.
Yeah,
that
Crispy. Info coming.
Yeah, because I love Street Fighter.
She's a mean Blanca. She's got a mean fucking
yeah,
Blanca.
Yeah, so sick when Crispy just drew that picture of Blanca out of memory.
So epic.
So
what was that?
Jesus, Crispy. God, not cool. Crispy just sent me a text a picture of like a big dick. Like, just some dude with big dick. Jesus Christ.
Hey man, someone sent that to you. So like, what the fuck?
Rab's Rabble. Right now. Fuck it.
Charity. Ready, break. Ladies and gentlemen, Supa. Man, what a week, month, Jesus. Alright, so Supa, release date was released last night. Supa is coming out April 27th, 2010, 2 months before Evo. Fuck. So, a lot of shit. A fucking long time ago, they revealed three more characters, Guy, Cody, and Aiden from Alpha. Or Guy and Cody were from Final Fight, and then Aiden was from Alpha, and from Street Fighter 1, I guess. So, anyway, those guys are cool. That's kind of really fucking old news. I'm sure most of you that care would know by now. But the game's coming up, man. If we're what? We're January, February, March, April. We're like maybe like 2.5 months away. Or, all right, no, we're like 3 months away from the release of Supa. That means they have 3 months to fucking tease our balls about the last four characters. Because there will be four more characters. Well, at least four more characters. The rumor list has three characters from Street Fighter 3. Makoto and Ibuki were in Street Fighter 3 New Generation and Second Impact. Wait, no. I'm sorry. Dudley and Ibuki were in New Generation and Second Impact. And Makoto was only in Third Strike. But the three of them were all in Third Strike, so yeah. So yeah, that's exciting. That's cool. Third Strike has really, really interesting characters. It's not surprising that Capcom would want to save these for last, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that is pumped to see Dudley's curly mustache realized in blistering high definition 3D. So that should be fun. Then also, Capcom is with Super Street Fighter 4, they're redoing the anime cutscenes, because Street Fighter 4 had an anime cutscenes, and it came with an anime that delved deeper into the story and like what's going on in 4, and so it was kind of shitty in Street Fighter 4. It wasn't very good. The people talked shit about it, so Capcom got a new design company. They got Gonzo. Gonzo is the I believe it's an animation studio. I could be wrong. I mean, let me know if I'm wrong. I guess if it matters that much to you. But I believe it's an animation studio called Gonzo that they're the ones who are responsible for Afro Samurai, which is an anime that is cool, and it has Sam Jack in it, or his voice. It's quizzical, I guess. But yeah, the cutscenes look really fucking cool now. The new style they're going with for Supa is really rad. It in Street Fighter 4, it was more of the art style was more like paint being like splattered and shit, like that was kind of the art style, but now it's more of like a penciled, like more fine style. So the character art, like I'm really digging it a lot more this time around. Then also of interest to some, apparently there's going to be a collector's edition, which comes with, I believe it's one costume pack. Like, again, they're selling fucking all the alternate outfits, which some people don't really like, but I don't mind it. Guys gotta eat. Capcom's gotta eat. so whatever. I don't mind paying a little extra money for some fucking costumes. But yeah, the collector's edition comes with a pack of costumes. It comes with, I believe that anime that, apparently this one centers around the new character Judy, or Jury, whatever. And then also it comes with, I believe it's the new soundtrack, which is pretty cool. Like, I'm actually really digging the new versions of the classic songs. Street Fighter 4 had a lot of characters had their theme songs in the game, but not all of them. And it was kind of a shame. The only times that you would get to hear their theme songs was at the end of a single player game where you'd fight your rival. Like, you would hear like your rival's music. Which, I mean, I guess that's cool, but, like, you never get to fucking hear it, because you only play the fucking arcade mode, like X amount of times to fucking to unlock your characters, and, yeah. And also, in Supa, all characters will be unlocked to begin with, which is cool. It's good. Because a lot of people complain about, like, needing to fucking, like, a tournament. It's like there's fucking, like, 20 Xboxes and, like, people gotta fucking unlock them all. I mean, beating the game with everybody, doing this and that, like, fucking 20 times, and it's a fucking hassle. So thank Capcom for taking that into consideration and not making unlockable characters. Let me think, what else is there? Oh, major news that most people would know about already if they care. Each character has a new ultra combo. And some of them look pretty cool. Some look pretty assy, but I guess that's to be expected. It seems the new theme for Supa is spinning. And shit that, like, whirls around in a fucking tornado. Because it seems like every other Ultra has something spinning in it. You got fucking Akuma looking like Tasmania Devil. His fucking torso just, like, spins when he does his new one, whatever it's called. Abel, he spins in his. Rufus spins in his. Fucking Fuerte spins, who else fucking spins? Zangief, of course. When is Zangief not spinning? T-Hawk spins a little bit, but I guess that's okay. Guile's Sonic Hurricane, that's spinning. It's honestly not as cool as I wish it would have been. It's kind of shrimpy. Like, he throws out the Sonic Hurricane and it's like a stationary disc, and it's like the size of like maybe a guile and a half. So it's kind of creepy compared to the one in CVS2 and the one in Marvel, where it's like a half screen deal and it's all epic, like a fucking crazy buzzsaw. But yeah, whatever, there's still time for them to be changing them, but I don't know how much they're really gonna change them at this point. Yeah, but anyway, if you want to see the new Ultras, just go on YouTube, go search for Super Street Fighter 4 new Ultras, and you'll find a bunch of them. For more information on Supa and the news surrounding it, check out eventhubs.com, check out shoryuken.com, or listen to this podcast, and you can bet whenever there's news, I'll talk about it. But I think that's it for now. I will talk to you guys later. Hope you all had a good 2009, and let's welcome 2010 with some fucking Super Street Fighter 4. I'll see you guys on Xbox Live. Oh, and one more thing, Capcom. What the fuck is up with Chun-Li getting her ass kicked in all the fucking Super Street Fighter 4 trailers? What the fuck is up with that? That's my fucking girl, you fucking assholes. Fuck.
Okay, that was Rab's Rabble for this week.
Wow, and it was so interesting. Cause
well,
really
I bet it was. I bet it was. So now we're going to go on to the best of 2009.
Oh, no.
So, how many did you guys get for this one? Because I got five.
I got like eight. Wait, yeah.
Eight? Wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Weren't you with me doing this?
No.
Well, you were helping me out.
Oh, because okay.
I came right back home and wrote that shit down.
What about you, Rab?
I got five.
Five? Okay.
Or that's... seven. What up? Six, maybe.
All right, well, let's get this rolling. Best of 2009. Who wants to go first? Crispy, Rab?
You.
Not it.
Me?
Yes.
Peg.
Nah, I'll be my last. Go, Rab.
Nigga, no.
All right, I'll go.
Okay, Crispy.
I got balls. I'm just kidding. Wait, do you want me to number it, like, in a specific order, or just...
Yeah.
Okay, worst to last. Okay, this is my order, and I know you guys probably hate most of these movies, so shut up and deal with it. Okay. First movie that I thought was, like...
The best. My...
Okay, the best, because I had to see this movie of 2009 was Harry Potter 6.
I heard that was the worst one of the series.
What?
Like, that's what most people said to me.
Well, I liked it, because I'm a Harry Potter fan. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, second one was Coraline. You know.
Yeah, that's an honorable mention for the best of 2009.
And then there was Underworld, The Rise of the Lycans. Because
most people didn't like that either?
That one.
That was the prequel one, right?
Yeah. I mean, being a prequel, you know, but I mean, I guess it gives you more of the...
I saw the very first Underworld, and I didn't like it, because it was, like, way too long. And then the second one was kind of cool, and I liked the prequel the most, even though most people said that one was the worst.
Well, I liked it, so... Number four. Even though I did say it was, like, okay, whatever, but at the end, I guess I thought it was pretty good when I did see it again, was Zombieland.
I still have not seen that.
Really?
Rab, we need to get on that.
I thought you, like, borrowed it from...
Higgins!
You guys haven't talked about him, really.
Crazy-ass Higgins.
Yeah, he was hanging out with us at the arcade, like, a couple days ago.
That's cool.
But he's so fucking wild, though. He's so...
Is he? He's so quiet. What are you talking about?
You don't know.
He's like always a quiet guy. Like, okay,
he's fucking insane.
Really? He's like so hardcore crazy, he just hides it?
Listeners don't know what we're talking about.
He rapes women for breakfast.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't know if you know this, Rab, but Higgins bought a PS3. Not an Xbox to play with us.
Bitch.
A PS3.
What a little bitch.
He's gonna get it.
Oh, he's gonna get it. But
you better watch out, Higgins. Rab's coming.
Jesus, man.
Anyway, can I go on? Number five, and don't hate on this movie, because I'm pretty sure Teen Idol will go see this movie, too, because he told me he would. Twilight, new movie.
I knew that was coming. I saw the first one. I saw it in Christmas, and you know...
When did you see it?
I saw it in Christmas, the first one.
You did?
I have to say, I liked it. I saw it with my mom and dad, and obviously I knew what to expect, and it was everything I expected. You know, some parts were dumb, like the baseball scene. That was fucking stupid. But for the most part, like it was a good romantic vampire movie. It wasn't bad.
Well, if you like the first one, I'm pretty sure you're going to like this one.
Twilight?
Oh. Yeah, you know, because you're all emo.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like, when I was making my list and stuff, every horror movie website, as, like, in their worst part, they had Twilight, like, in the top three. They had New Moon, I mean. Because they said New Moon, like, the first one was bad, but New Moon was, like, a million times worse.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Well, I know you're going to see this anyway.
Yeah, I am.
Anyway. Even though Rab said it was one of his worst for my next one, that Wolverine movie. What?
That's bad, Crispy.
That
movie. Bad, Crispy.
Why?
That movie was so bad.
Come on, I saw, like, new characters in it. I got excited. Come on.
Like, random Cyclops, which makes no sense. Because then when Wolverine meets Cyclops in the later movies, they act like they don't know each other. So dumb. Gambit was there for no apparent reason.
I know, I thought he'd be, like, more of, like, into it.
But... Even Blob! What the fuck was the point of putting Blob there? If he just...
Anyway, my last movie was Taken.
Taken?
Yeah, Taken. Oh, fuck.
Does that have Leslie Nielsen, I think his name is?
I don't know his name.
He was Darkman, and he was in the first Batman movie. Batman...
Oh, yeah. It's...
Okay, yeah. I never seen it.
No? Actually, I thought... I should have put him, like, in the top, because it was actually better than, like...
I'm gonna go rent it. Yep. I completely forgot about that movie.
Action thriller, and it's pretty cool, because, I mean, I went to Europe, and that shit happening was actually, like, whoa.
Yep. Yes. For all you male listeners out there, Crispy does travel.
Yep.
Just so you know.
What was that?
You travel.
No, someone coughed.
Oh.
Was that Rab?
Yeah, that was Rab.
Jerk.
Anyway. Where have you been, Crispy? Just off topic. Where have you been around the world?
I've been...
Germany?
I've been to Germany, Brussels. I forgot what castle I went to. I forgot the name. Obviously, Paris. Everyone's got to go there. Because it's, like, right, like, next to London. Other than that, I've just... In the U.S., I've traveled other places, but it doesn't really matter.
Where have we been to, Rab? I've been to Vegas and Tijuana. That's where I've been.
Wow.
And I've been to Hollywood.
Actually, it was pretty cool, and I actually am looking forward to, like, going, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, well.
Some friends do shit, so if you guys are interested. Ever saving up money instead of street fighting, maybe you guys will get to go somewhere in your lives, right?
We're saving our money for Warzone and Evo this year.
Oh.
Evo!
Vegas, Caesar's Palace.
Anyway.
Caesar's Palace, motherfucker, with the fucking Tv behind the mirror in the bathroom to play.
This is why we get nowhere.
What do you know about that, Crispy? What do you know about playing Marvel in the bathroom?
On a fucking TV built into the medicine cabinet.
Like, Joe's gonna be taking a shower, Higgins is gonna be taking a shit, and we're gonna be in that bathroom, like, all together playing Marvel.
Just the whole, like, everyone in the bathroom.
You know, the first thing that came into my mind, just, like, a hot, steamy room with four guys smelling like shit.
It's gonna be, like, six guys. You don't even know.
Bitch, I smell good.
I don't think I want to know if it's that exciting to you guys.
You have no idea how fun it was. It's, oh my god. Anyway.
I've never been.
Anyway. So was that your best, Taken?
Yeah. After Coraline, I have to say. Because it's totally different.
Alright, well, what about you, Rab? Your list.
All right.
How many do you have?
I have five.
Okay.
A couple of them, I don't know if they came out in 09. I just saw them in 09. So I'm just like, My best of 09.
I'll probably know, but yeah, that doesn't matter. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, legitimately, like, no particular order, because I mean, I don't do that. All right. I liked Star Trek.
Haven't seen it.
You did? I was going to mention that, but I thought it was too nerdy.
Kind of a fan of the series. I like the old school ones with fucking
Shatner.
Yeah, Shatner. Those are good.
Leonard Nimoy.
I watch those on like G4 and shit. I'll watch those and they're fun. I like fucking the ones with Picard. Whatever those are called, Star Wars.
Yeah,
I think it's New Generation. Whatever. It's fun. It's yeah. Good. It's a good show. It's
a lot of people like that movie. I don't like Star Wars, Star Trek, so I'll never watch it. But J.J. Abrams, I think he's going to do a sequel to that.
I mean, you should watch it. Like, it's not a bad movie. Like, even if you don't know shit about the series, like, you don't need to know shit about the series. Like, it's a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it because it was just...
It was like the prequel to all the series.
Yeah. It came before, like, the OG, like, Star Trek-ness.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really, like, a Star Trek noob. Like, I don't know shit, so if there's any, like, major Trekkies out there, because I know there are, but I don't know if they listen to the show, I don't know shit about the series. I just enjoy watching them just for the
magic.
Whatever, because it's fun. Yeah. but, yeah, she was good. Good movie.
J.J. Abrams needs to get off Star Trek. And make Cloverfield 2. That's all I'm saying.
Never saw Cloverfield 1.
Cloverfield?
Oh my god. Like, I have that plan for an upcoming episode. Isn't that movie sucked? I loved it. Anyway, go on.
Alright, and then Dance of the Dead. I fucking love Dance of the Dead.
That's a movie. Yeah, that's 2008. But
but whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah, I saw it in 09, so... Fuck right off.
I was going to put that on my list too, but then I looked it up and it was 2008. What was
whatever
that?
You guys you guys heard my review of fucking Dance of the Dead on like episode 4 or something.
Yeah,
so mm-hmm. Do I know what I thought about that movie? Go back to episode whatever.
Just go back to all the episodes while you're at it.
Yeah. Fucking Hard Candy,
that's like 2006 or something.
Whatever.
Go great. Shut up.
I'm just letting him know.
The fucking it's a good movie. Just go back and listen to the episode if you want to know why. Inglourious Basterds.
I was gonna put that on my list too.
Yeah, that was a fucking good movie.
I saw that movie like four times in 1 month.
Did you really?
Yeah, I fucking loved it. I just loved it. That's honestly, that's the best movie of 2009. Like. In general, nothing beat that. It's so good. Tarantino, I love you.
Bag. Just kidding.
And then, last but not least, Avatar. I liked it. I had a good time with it. It's just nothing but like, it's porn for your eyes. Like, it does nothing more than porn does for your dick to your eyes. Because it's so pretty.
So well
put. Like, it's so simple. Like, it's such a simple little fairy tale with no, like, it doesn't need a crazy deep, like, fucking
story.
Like, it didn't need it. Like, it was nice being able to just go back to being completely fucking primal and just going and just seeing something fucking pretty and just having a simple story that doesn't need you to fucking think, you know, you just fucking space out and trip on everything.
As of yesterday, I think Avatar beat Titanic internationally by like $400 million.
Wow.
As like the biggest grossing movie ever. So, I mean, pretty much... Give it like two more weeks and it's gonna be like the biggest movie of all time. Like it beat Titanic.
Wow, I gotta see it then.
Like, can you guys imagine Titanic and Avatar were both James Cameron in, like, the past 15 years? So together, his movies have made, like, $6 billion.
Wow.
My money.
Can you imagine just being related to that man? Like, yo, dude, jeez, give me a couple fucking million, you know? Like, you need it for.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a good one. Lots of people like Avatar. I thought it was okay. Is that
I'd actually like to know what you thought about it, because you haven't really gone into much detail, because basically we forced you to see it. Like, you didn't want to see it.
Well,
like,
I still...
I'm going to wait for the DVD, but I'm dumb, I'm idle.
I still stand by everything I said. But...
What, that it should have been 3 hours longer to make it fucking deeper? Really?
Yeah. I, like, for those kinds of, like, tribal epic movies, like Dances with Wolves or Last of the Mohicans, Apocalypto, even something like Braveheart, they're always like 3.5 hours long, you know, and it adds to the experience. I think Avatar, it would have been better just because, like our friend CRS said, it did a good job of getting you to care for the characters.
Yeah.
So, like, if it was 3 hours longer and went more into that, then it would have been, like, without a doubt, people would have been fucking crying in the theaters. Even though, like, some people were. Like, I think some guy died.
Really?
The Splattercast was talking about it. Like, some guy in Thailand or something died while watching the movie.
Jesus,
and then,
man,
like, other people are calling depressing, like, those depression hotlines because they're so depressed that they'll never get to see a world like Avatar that they're threatening to kill themselves.
Jesus.
Like, that's how much it's affected people. But, I mean, as a movie, I liked it. It was nothing new, but, I mean, what can I say except what everybody is saying is, like, the visuals were fucking disgusting, like, amazing, so.
See, like, that whole, like, it's nothing new, like, that's not, like, in the list of pros and cons, like, that's not a con. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, if you've got some things that you put together and they make something good, and they've been making something good for the past however many years, why do you want to fucking add to that fucking, that concoction?
Because this movie's fucking winning, like, everything. Best movie of all time, really, even though it had, like, nothing original. Like, there's something wrong there.
But it, like, it was just, it feeds that simple fucking little kid in all of us that it's just a simple fucking concept. It's the fucking...
What was it?
The fucking, what's it called? What's her face? The fucking Indian chick. The Disney movie, what's it called?
Pocahontas.
It's that shit, dude, and it's so...
That's what it is? Not, that's what Avatar is?
Basically. Pretty much, yeah.
But it's just fun. It's just a fun little story that doesn't... It doesn't need more than what it was, and
Pocahontas for the Sega Genesis was a good game, by the way.
Never played it. I love Lion King for the Sega Genesis, though.
I had that for Game Gear.
That shit was awesome.
But anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
You go on.
You would growl at the turtles, and then they'd flip over, they'd jump on their stomachs, and then squish. Right? Right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, so cute.
Dude, the one boss, the fucking hyena at the end of the first level, was so fucking hard for me when I was a little kid.
Simba, dude. Who doesn't love controlling Simba?
Being grown up Simba felt so fucking awesome.
I used to like that level with the stampede where you're like jumping on top of the buffaloes and shit.
Yeah, dude. But fuck the end of that level, man. That just reminded me when his fucking dad dies. So sad.
Wow.
Fuck.
Mufasa.
Damn. See, but that just goes back to Avatar, dude. It doesn't need to be a deep, crazy story, but to just tug on your heartstrings and just be like...
Like, Brad's getting all passionate. I think I should see this movie.
I know, right? It's a good movie.
You guys saw it together or what?
Yeah.
We saw it. Hello? Light me?
We saw it in IMAX 3D.
Okay, guys.
Alright, anyway.
Wait, but anyway, so apparently what I read on a wiki, which is totally legit all the time and is always right, is that if Avatar was successful, that James Cameron would
would have an Avatar 2 and 3, like, sequels.
That sounds dumb.
Down to do them. You hear about that?
No.
Yeah, basically, on the wiki, which is always correct, you know, not changed by people, that he basically said that if Avatar was successful and did good, that he'd be willing to make sequels. Like a trilogy. Like, I think it mentions a trilogy.
Like Star Wars.
Hey. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm down. Like, I'm really down to visit that world again, because that was fucking awesome. I'm just saying.
That's all I'm saying. Peace out. All right. Well, that was Rab's favorite movie, Avatar.
I'm sorry for rambling.
Went so emotional. Like, if a movie,
I heard that fist.
Rab's not the type of guy we see very emotional all the time if it doesn't involve Street Fighter. So, if he's emotional about Avatar, that's something. But okay, so that was your best, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so time for my best. My list. Again, it's all horror. Since this is a horror movie podcast. Number 5 was Dead Girl. I've talked to you guys about this movie before. It's on Netflix Instant. Two punk kids find a dead girl. I'm doing the quotation things. Tied up in the basement of an old insane asylum. And one of the kids is like scared. We should call the cops, blah, blah, blah. But then the other one just goes crazy and starts raping her. And
ew.
Madness ensues. It's a really wacky movie, but it's really good, like the actors and shit. So that was like my number 5.
Wait, so it's a kid? Like, how old is this kid?
Well, they're high school students.
Dead body.
They're high school students.
What about the body? Like, how old is she?
She's fucking like a model. She's like a high school. Well, not high school, more like college, like older, a little bit older.
Mm.
You should see it. It's on Netflix Instant.
Yeah, because I got Netflix.
Number 4 was My Bloody Valentine 3D. Yeah, we kind of tore this one a new one when we reviewed it on our very first episode. But thinking back on it, it was a fun movie. The ending killed it, but for the most part, it was a fun movie.
It was a horrible movie.
And it was the revival of 3D. If that
really, that movie's really surprised that this made your list of top whatever, 10 or 8 or whatever you're doing.
The episode's called Fuck You 2009 for a reason, man. Nothing much came out horror-related.
But, I mean, Jesus, man. Like, Jesus, that movie.
I liked it.
We talked shit about that movie.
Plus, I saw it in the theater 3 times. Twice in 3D. So, I mean, you guys saw it at home with the shitty green and purple glasses that don't even work.
Well, whose fault was that?
I just can't see that making much of a difference for that fucking movie.
Well, that's because you've seen Avatar now. Like, you didn't know.
No, but back then, I fucking hated that movie. I didn't like it at all.
Because you didn't see it in 3D, and you didn't know what the 3D looked like. Like, I remember, like, going to school and telling you, like, dude, the 3D was fucking amazing. Like, I didn't expect it to be like that. And, like, that movie brought back 3D. Like, if you never saw Avatar, and you saw that first, the first 3D experience, you'd see why it was cool. And plus, the original is, like, one of my all-time favorites. So, yeah. Number 3 was Trick or Treat. Technically, the movie was made in 2007. I saw it at Screamfest in 2008, but it just came out on DVD this 2009 in October. It's like Creepshow, 3 horror stories that all link together. Really fucking awesome. One of the best Halloween movies ever. And it made number 1 in a lot of horror websites as the best of 2009. Hmm. Number 2 was Drag Me to Hell. Sam Raimi's Return to Horror. Like, fuck it. I just call this movie Evil Dead 4. Because it's just Evil Dead. It's fucking awesome. Alison Lohman, the main chick, was hot. This is like the one movie where the Mac guy, Justin Long, doesn't bug me.
The Mac guy?
Yeah. It's really funny. It's really gory and nasty. It's a really good movie.
Faye Wong.
Faye Wong. And number 1, this one's gonna, you're gonna be surprised at this one, Chrissy. But this was the best fucking movie of
2009. Oh my god, really?
Best horror movie. It was fucking terrifying, which is, like, horror movies, we watch them, they make us laugh and shit. At least I do. They almost never scare me, but this one actually, I couldn't sleep for like...
You have to tell me!
So, number one is Paranormal Activity.
Oh!
See, and here's my...
That's the idiot movie!
Here's my theory on this movie. Crispy, you hated it. My brother hated it. My sister-in-law hated it. But see, here's my theory. Don't lie to me, Crispy. You saw this with your brother?
No, I saw this with my cousin. I was in L.A. when I saw this thing.
There you go. You saw it with somebody else, though. That was your mistake.
Oh, my God. It wasn't even scary if I saw it by myself.
I'm sure, like, my brother saw it at his work, because I remember he put up an update on Facebook, like, in the daytime, so I'm sure he saw it, like, in the daytime at work.
Idiotic movie ever.
And I'm sure, like, my sister-in-law saw it with my brother. So, like, I noticed that most people that didn't like this movie, they saw it, like, at the wrong time. And what I mean by that is, I knew the experience of what to expect from this movie. So I made sure, first of all, I saw it at 2 a.m. I closed all my doors. I turned up the volume, and I was sitting, like, an inch away from the TV. Like, this was fucking scary. There was, like, no cars driving outside, just, like, the wind blowing. I was alone, obviously.
Wow, you scared? That's pretty funny.
I even told Joseph this already. At one point in the movie, I was honestly texting him just because I didn't want to get caught by, like, a sudden scare and get freaked out. Like, I was texting Joe, like, I'm watching this alone and I hate you because I'm already, like, legitimately freaked out.
You're such a pussy.
You guys fucked up. You ruined your experience by seeing it with other people. Obviously, if you're watching it with other people...
I didn't even want to see it. She's like, you want to see it? I'm like, oh, I heard that.
Yeah. Movie. Like, smart-ass remarks are going to be made, like, oh, that movie, like, oh, that's dumb.
The only scary thing that I probably would say was, like, when she saw the shadow. Is that what you got scared of?
I got scared by every single
thing. Other than that, everything else?
Because
the footprints?
The way this movie works is most of the scary stuff, you know when it's coming, but it's just so freaky and you get caught in the moment because it comes out at night. The guy sets up a camera and all the scary moments happen at night. When the camera's running. So you basically hear, like, breathing or, like, footsteps, or you see the lights down the hallway turn on. And it's, like, really, really simple shit, but it's so fucking scary. Like, I'm gonna let you borrow this, Rav, and just please fucking watch it, like, at night by yourself.
Wait a minute. So what movie is it?
With your Xbox on.
Paranormal Activity.
That's what I thought.
Like, yeah. I really can't say much because don't watch the trailer for this movie or nothing. I purposely avoided the trailer for this too because trailers kind of have spoilers these past couple years. Like, I avoided everything from this movie except, like, little updates of people like, whoa, that shit was scary. And I agree because I saw it the right way, unlike some people who saw it with, like, a groups of people. Like, hey, we're having a party. Let's pop in this movie, you know? Like, yeah, you're not gonna get scared if you're watching it that way. So,
you're still a pussy.
Scariest movie of 2009, Paranormal Activity. Watch it by yourself if you haven't already. And honorable mentions are Quarantine. That was the Wreck zombie remake. It was good except for the ending because they changed it. Let the Right One In. I let you guys borrow that already. Donkey Punch, that movie was okay. It's like a bunch of hot chicks meet up with guys, like random dudes in a yacht in the ocean. And they're like fucking, and then one guy, out of a joke, donkey punches a chick, which is like you punch her in the back of the neck, like while she's gonna orgasm. But he accidentally kills her, and then madness ensues.
Like I said, you like those movies, don't you?
Yeah. Horror movie fans, you'll come to notice we are sick people.
He is. Not us.
Orphan was a good movie.
Ugh.
That was a good movie.
Didn't you say it made you want to adopt one?
Yeah, Little Russian Girl. That girl was so cute. Like, I love the way she talked and everything.
And the way she tried to, like, rape her father. Or seduce him.
Well, don't spoil it.
What? Come on. That movie wasn't that good.
It was good. I liked it. Martyrs, which was a really deep religious message movie. That one's really hard to explain. I don't know how, because you just have to watch it to understand it. Coraline, and just for shits and giggles, Twilight.
It was a
really bad year, but it had its moments.
Mm-hmm. After you started talking shit, remember in those past episodes?
Yeah, I was proven
wrong.
And
then now you're like a fan, and I'm pretty sure you're going to go watch New Moon, right?
I'm going to watch New Moon, yeah. My parents, like I said, I saw it with my parents, and they liked it too. So that was our, yeah, that's pretty much it. Our best and worst of 2009.
Wait, after you see that movie, you have to tell me.
What?
Team Edward or Team
Jacob? I'm Team Edward all day.
Wow.
All day.
Really?
Oh, all day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so any closing comments on 2009, Rab Crispy?
I hate you. What?
Anything, Rab?
Street Fighter is a good game, and it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm actually trolling the Super Street Fighter 4 thread right now.
Yeah.
I just found out that the new blog, like the new dev blog that came out today, because it was like hyped for today, because like today was supposed to be like a big deal. Apparently, Super Street Fighter 4 is going to come out on April 28th. In Japan. Wait a second. April 28th in Japan.
Okay, so that's after West Coast Warzone.
Yeah.
But before Evo.
Yes. And it's going to be, let me see. Wait. Okay, this is gonna be a collector's edition, and the collector's edition is going to be 5,990 yen. Whatever. That
awesome.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Money. But the collector's edition, the Japanese one, looks pretty cool. Like, I'm looking at it right now. It's got Ryu and Chun Li and Judy on it. It's pretty cool. Good stuff. But as for 2009. Fucking, I miss Michael Jackson. I miss
Evo.
I'm so stoked for Evo this year, dude. It's gonna be so good.
West Coast Warzone.
So many good Street Fighter things coming up. Like, fuck.
GGTL, the fifth one, was on the 30th.
Whoa, wait, holy 30th shit!
I think this is this week.
Fuck.
Anyway, yeah, like, moving on. Yeah, it's on Saturday, fuck. Anyway, so yeah, that was 2009. So, for the last part of this show, I just sent Crispy and Rab a bunch of trailers for upcoming shit in 2010. We're already at a minute, we're already at an hour 20, so I'm gonna try to speed this up a bit. But basically, we saw trailers for Kick-Ass, The Nightmare on Elm Street remake, The Crazies remake, The Clash of the Titans remake, The Wolfman remake, Night of the Demons remake, The Expendables, Iron Man 2, Frozen, Survival / Island of the Dead, Alice in Wonderland, and then there's Piranha 3D, which I didn't get to send to you guys because they got taken down from YouTube, and then there's other shit coming out like Toxic Avenger 5, a new Predator movie, and a new Resident Evil movie.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all the trailers you guys saw, like, what did you guys think? Was there, like, any of them you guys are looking forward to?
Yes.
Oh, Chris, we go on.
Okay, obviously, I was looking forward to Alice in Wonderland, but then, wait up. I was actually pretty excited about the Wolfman remake.
Yes, I want to see that, too.
I've been waiting for this movie, like, to, you know, for the trailers. I don't know. Sometimes I don't watch them if the trailers don't really get me, but I do it.
And that's a remake of the classic Universal, right. Like, 1920s werewolf.
Right. Movie.
And it has Benicio del Toro in it. I love it.
Anyway. And then after, I mean, like I said, Alice in Wonderland was, like, my main movie I wanted to see this year. But then after, like, Survival of the Dead, like, I don't know. I was pretty interested in it since I haven't really watched a lot of George Romero movies, but at least the couple little ones that I've seen, like, haven't let me down so far. So I have to say that
Survival of the Dead looks fucking horrible.
I have to say, can I finish?
Go on.
Yeah, because of these two movies, like, my number one movie just, like, went down.
So you're excited, more excited to see Survival of the Dead?
I'm more excited to see Wolfman, because Alice in Wonderland just, like, Survival of the Dead pushed Alice in Wonderland, like, down. I don't know, like, I mean, okay, I'm a Johnny Depp fan and all, but I don't know, it just doesn't look that cool. I mean, I'd probably still go see it, you know?
That's funny, because when we went to go see Avatar, and after I saw that trailer in 3D...
What, you want
to
see it now?
Now I want to see it.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Same here.
That part where the big cat face, like, smiles at you, that shit looks so crazy.
That looks cool.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum look so crazy.
Actually, like, the whole White Queen thing, that's, like, what I don't know. Like, the whole little twist of it, I guess, but... I mean, other than that, I was just excited because not a lot of people were interested because most of the people that wanted to see it were other Johnny Depp fans, you know? I'm surprised you guys would want to see it.
In other words, every other female in the world.
Whatever. Anyway.
It looks like a fun movie, man. Whatever.
Yeah, it does. I want to see it.
Everyone knows that story, so it's always fun to get, like a new twist on, like, a... story from your childhood, I guess.
I'm nodding my head.
What?
I'm nodding my head, agreeing.
Oh.
With his eyes closed.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Is there, like, any of them out of all those trailers that you just didn't care for? Thought it looked stupid?
Other than Nightmare on Elm Street, let me see.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see it.
You surprise me.
I told you I don't want... I didn't like that. Like, those movies.
Okay,
I told you that. I don't know. Maybe The Expendables, too.
See, you just keep surprising me. I thought, like, why? Expendables was going to be the movie you didn't care for.
That's what I'm saying. Movie I don't care for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind then. Yeah, I saw that coming.
Oh, man. STFU.
Why do you ask? Because you're a female and The Expendables is the biggest fucking alpha male manly movie ever. Did you see that trailer, Rab?
Well, at least it's attempting to be the biggest alpha male movie.
Nah.
I mean, like, it's got all these fucking crazy... Hold on.
I got the cast right here.
Yeah, hold on. I fucking wrote a couple of them down, dude.
Jet Li, Stallone, Stano, and what?
Sylvester Stallone wrote it and directed it. Is directing, and he's in it.
Terry Crews. Yep. Fucking Terry Crews. That's all that matters.
It has Jason Statham, which I don't give a shit for.
Stallone. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah!
What the fuck?
Yeah!
Are you serious, man? Come on.
Mickey Rourke, which is going to be in Iron Man 2, and the rest, he was in The Wrestler. He's a fucking badass.
Terry Crews.
Jet Li.
Terry Crews.
Dolph Lundgren, who was Ivan Drago, dude, and the original Punisher. He's in. Do you realize how epic this is? Dolph Lundgren and Sylvester Stallone are in another movie together. Randy Couture, dude.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is apparently going to be in it, like, with a cameo or something. Danny Trejo. Fuck it. I give up.
I don't like what they're doing, though. Like, they did that, like, in Warthogs, like, when they put Robin Williams and all those actors together.
Yeah,
like,
no, that was...
That
was just a bunch of...
That's why when I saw, like, the trailer, I was just like, ah, it's just, like, one of those movies. They're just trying to get, like, everyone to watch it while they, like, mix and match, like, all these...
This is the type of movie that is gonna be nothing but fucking males in the audience yelling shit, like, punch that bitch in the face. And then when you get home... You're going to do two things. Either you're going to grab, like, your girlfriend, wife, whatever, and just fuck her on the floor wherever she is, or you're just going to fucking smack her and make her get you a beer or something. This movie is so fucking manly.
Jesus.
My testosterone is fucking out of the charts for this.
Is it boiling?
Seething.
It's like I've got testosterone coming out of my nose right now.
Fucking
leaking out of my ears.
Acid.
Alright.
Anyway, wait, I'm not done. The Harry other movie that I would most likely not watch. Excuse me.
Go on.
Would be Frozen. Like, I'd probably see it, but it didn't really look that interesting.
What the fuck?
At all.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me just say, Frozen is gonna be epic for one reason. Adam Green. He brought back 80s horror with Hatchet. He made a really good thriller with Spiral, and he's gonna be behind the camera again for Frozen. That's why that movie's gonna be good. Did you see that trailer?
It didn't attract me at all.
Yeah. Wait a second. Frozen? Wait a second, hold on. Oh, wait.
Don't lie, Brad. Don't lie.
Oh. Oh, it's that one. Oh, okay, I remember. That's the one where you're just watching people sit for 2 hours, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, it's Adam Green. Like, he's not a big fan of making, like, really long movies, so it's probably going to be, like, an hour and a half. If that.
I mean...
You've seen Hatchet, man. You know what this guy does.
I don't know.
I've met him a couple times at Scream Fest past years.
Oh, geez, brag about it.
He's a cool guy.
He's an ass already.
As CRS would say, suck his dick already.
Jesus, man.
Exactly.
Calling yourself out.
Jesus. Anyway. Is that it, Crispy? Or you got, like, something else?
No, yeah, that's it.
What about you, Bab? What do you, like, which one caught your attention the most?
I just wrote a couple of words for each movie, so I'm just gonna...
Okay.
Just say them.
It's like, so, yeah, no.
Like, basically I just wrote, like, down and not down.
Okay.
It's all right. Kick ass. I'm down. It looks funny, different, and simple.
It has a very heavy R rating, so there's going to be lots of cussing, lots of blood and shit, so yeah, that's going to be really
good.
Cool.
It looked good because it looked like Superbad, right?
So. I hate it, Superbad.
Well, it's kind of like that, so... Sorry.
All right. Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Ooh. Or
whatever. Down-ish for Morbid Curiosity. Just because, yeah.
What do you guys think of the way they made Freddy look?
It's not good. It's weird.
I liked it okay. It just would have been better if he looked more slimy. Hmm. But, like, quick note on Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, the big twist on this one, like, obviously, you guys didn't catch, if you didn't catch this from the trailer, like, in the original ones, he was a convicted, like, rapist. That's why they killed him. But in this
But in this one, he's, like, the victim.
Yeah,
right.
He's innocent. He didn't do what they think he did.
So then that's why he's going after revenge or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
That's his revenge. Yeah. I think that's a really cool twist. I really like that.
Well, it's the prequel, so...
It's better than Michael Myers getting on his knees, giving a fucking picture to his sister. That's all I'm saying. Rob Zombie. Son of a bitch.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
Go on. Don't listen to him.
Separate note. What the fuck? 30-second fucking commercials on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, right? So glad you brought that up. That shit annoys me so bad.
Like, this was the first time that I've ever had a fucking 30-second commercial on YouTube.
It's like, really obnoxious.
What the fuck? Not cool anymore. This is getting out of hand. Okay, moving on. Clash. Knock that down. I'm into Greek mythology, but I'm not motivated by this trailer to see this movie.
Yeah, the original is like a really big classic. I saw it in middle school like every year because they would show it to us. It basically looks like 300. Right?
Like, I like 300, but I don't really know if I'm going to see this movie like unless I see it for free somehow.
Yeah.
The Crazies. The trailer looked cool till Mad World came on.
Get out of my fucking head.
Oh my god. Son of a
bitch. Like, did you read that comment I left on the YouTube video or something?
No.
Because
no.
I left such a fucking paragraph. Like, you know what? I'm going to just like boycott every movie that decides to use Mad World as
a
trailer. Because I am so fucking sick of that song. And it just ruined the entire trailer.
Exactly!
It was on Donnie Darko.
It was on Donnie Darko.
Gears of War commercial. Like, come on, man. Oh, I fucking hate that song.
Now I know what to give you.
I never saw it. Like, I've seen the original Crazies, and I thought it was boring as hell. So I don't think a remake would hurt it. But whatever. Like, it's not about zombies, that's for sure. And
yeah, it's...
The remake
like
has,
a weird infection that just compels people to murder, right?
Well, in the remake, it has, like, infected. And that's just weird. Like, I didn't get it, because the original doesn't really have that to it.
Well, like, people are just crazy and they don't, like, look weird?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, not, they go crazy after, like, the military starts abusing of them and shit.
Hmm.
But anyway. Whatever.
Yeah, fucking Mad World, Jesus, man.
Fuck off with that.
That's really funny.
And I had, when I last checked it, I had like 9 thumbs down, and my comment was marked as spam.
Yeah, that might be why I didn't see it. I mean, because, yeah. All right.
Okay, I'm gonna put Mad World as a song for this podcast.
Fuck off.
Oh my god. For the ending, right?
Yeah, put it at the ending. Fuck it. All right, for Wolfman, I'm wait for the DVD. Maybe I'll even wait for it to just be on fucking cable TV.
We're all going to see.
But plus one for Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter.
Night of the Demons. Not down, but dibs. Saying, just calling it.
The remake's really cool. I mean, the original. And that movie was supposed to come out this year, but it got delayed, so I'm pretty sure it sucks.
I think this was, like, a good date movie that I would use for Night of the Demons. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It looks really campy.
Yeah.
One of my bullet points was that plus one for being cheesy, and then also I'm going to just wait to borrow your DVD because I know you're probably going to buy it.
Yeah.
Then Alice... down because it looks pretty. It looks like it's pretty.
It looks
eye
massive.
Candy.
Yep.
Kind of strange dialogue. Like some of this stuff in the trailer was kind of funky and out there, but I thought it was kind of cool.
Okay.
So it looks interesting and fun. Iron Man 2, down, I guess.
Shit looks fucking awesome.
I watched the first one.
Really?
I watched the second
really?
One.
Really?
Like, you know, Rab, you know, like, when I went with you guys, like, you guys had to force me to go to that, too. Like, I thought it was overrated. I thought it was okay, but not as fucking cool as everybody liked it to be, thought it would be. Like, Sam Jack, fuck off, no. But this one, like, I guess just because it's Mickey Rourke. Like, he's such a fucking incredible actor, and he looks fucking awesome as Whiplash. Fuck War Machine. I don't care about War Machine. He just reminds me of Marvel.
Wait, Whiplash?
Yeah.
The main villain is Mandarin, isn't it?
I don't know anything about Iron Man, but I just know Mickey Rourke is Whiplash.
Well, whatever. The fucking Mandarin's supposed to be the main villain, and he looks fucking like God of War. Like, he looks so weird in that crazy outfit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The dude, the fucking... Looks like he's the main villain in the fucking trailer. Like, it's a guy with a crazy, like, armor thing on his body, and he's got, like, these crazy chains that make all these sparks when he whips them around.
Yeah, that's Whiplash.
All
right. Whatever. I fucking read that that's supposed to be fucking Mandarin, and fucking Mandarin's supposed to be a crazy, like, Chinese guy with, like, crazy powers and shit.
Dibs on Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow?
Fuck. God damn it.
I would hit that all night.
Alright. Fucking Frozen. I'm interested, but I'm going to wait for the DVD.
Yeah.
And how much time can you spend looking at people sit on a fucking chair? That's what
we'll
I wrote.
See.
Survival of the Dead. I'll wait patiently for a better trailer. Looks fun. I'll probably see it with you anyway.
That movie looks fucking horrible. Like, the horror community is, like, in this huge uprising. Like, George Romero, just fucking give up already. Like, nobody...
The trailer that you sent me was, like, a half-trailer, right? Like, it's...
Yeah.
Right.
Because, like, nobody liked Diary of the Dead. Nobody liked Land of the Dead. and this looks fucking a million times worse than any zombie movie in years. So, I don't know. I'm still gonna see it.
I mean, it didn't look that bad, but it just the trailer looked like shit. That's all it was. I mean, movie didn't look so bad. Like, why are people talking shit?
I don't know. It's just like dudes in cowboys and cowboy hats, like fucking riding around. Cowboys. that shit just looks. It looks like a sci-fi movie, a sci-fi channel movie.
I watch sci-fi. Jerk.
Well, this is the perfect movie for you, Christy.
Yeah. Okay.
Look.
All right, so that's it.
Yeah. All right, well, that's...
And a random note on my notebook. LOL, Cold Piece.
Cold Piece? Mike Ross?
Yes.
Upcoming 2010, Mike Ross album, Cold Piece. Look it up, people.
Ross, 2010 Evo champion.
I heard he's going to do an acoustic set of Cold Piece at a GYT. Stream.
Yeah.
Just look out for that. Backup vocals by Kino. Anyway. Yes. 2010. My most look forward to are Kick-Ass, Nightmare on Elm Street, The Wolfman, and Expendables.
That's... What about Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, I'm interested in it, but like not as much as other movies.
Wanna go see it?
Sure. Sure.
Okay, then.
We will. We will do that.
Okay, you heard that rap, so now he has to see it.
But okay, so yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's our Fuck You 2009 episode. I guess it's just time for our closing stuff. Fan mail. We got this week.
Are you kidding?
We got an email.
Wait. Is it like your friends?
No. It's actually...
I mean, like, your guys' is, like, Street Fighter friend?
No,
like,
it's somebody across the country.
Oh, my God, read it!
I sent it to Rab, so Rab will read that, and it's from our good friend in Rhode Island called L. I think that's how you pronounce it, E-L-L-E, L.
Yeah, I think it's Ellie? L.
Okay.
All right, it says... Hello there, slackers. My name is L. I'm 19 and I'm writing to you all the way from Rhode Island.
Jesus.
Just wanted to let you guys know that I've been listening since the day episode 1 was released, and a friend from Australia recommended it.
Wow.
From Australia. Jesus.
Yeah, right? That's what I was thinking. I was going to say. Good Lord.
A friend from Australia recommended it to me. As soon as Chainsaw played in the intro music, I knew I was in love.
And y'all niggas were complaining about my music choices. What's up?
You gents and lady have some good taste in music and movies as well. I've pretty much agreed on every review you have done, and also don't understand why people don't write in. They must be assholes if you don't.
They are assholes.
Because only assholes don't write in.
Yeah, and only assholes don't call or text, right, guys? Yeah.
sticking out. And anyway, just wanted to let you guys know you do have fans out there, and I have infected my 5 other chick friends with a slacker virus.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I am nodding so violently with my eyes closed.
Teen Idol, my Korean friend has quite the hots for you. LOL.
Like, wow. I gotta say, did we ever mention we have a thing for Asian women, Rav?
I might have.
That is very strange, but I am interested.
Like, no pics required, but just the fact that you're Korean, like...
Yeah, that's... you're in. All
right. Crispy, way to keep those chumps in line. Maybe you should smack them over the head with rolled newspapers more.
I do! Jesus. You know, Rav's the only one that gets away, because I don't see Rav as much as I see Al, right? Actually, I'm hoping this week maybe I'll just, like, prepare something nice.
Whoa.
And Rav, your boxer wouldn't stand a chance against my doll sim heart symbol.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I got such a boner.
Not only is that a Street Fighter reference, but she uses Doll Sim.
Doll Sim. That's hot. That is
such
hot.
A hard character.
Dude. Oh,
I'm fucking naked. I'm naked right
Doll
now.
Sim is so, like, on it and just add it. Dude, that's so cool.
I'm naked right now. And I think she sent in, like, a little heart after that or something. Didn't she?
Yeah, yeah, a little heart sim. A little greater than three or less than... Wait, no. Less than three. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, what's up? get at me on Xbox Live, baby.
What? Right.
So, anyway, keep up the great work, lads, and know you have 6 female roadies ready to lick your keyboard mouses in Rhode Island anytime soon. Ha ha ha, ew.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean, but okay. I'm down. I'm down.
I'm down. Fuck it. Whatever, dude. Happy New Year, cheat. Cheers to many more episodes to come. Fatally yours, L. P.S. Ever heard of the grime band Hadouken?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we have, because...
They were a big hit at that Halloween raid we went to.
Oh, jeez, don't remind me. That's that band that, like, before Street Fighter 4 came out, like, whenever you would Google, like, Street Fighter or, like, Hadouken, like, they'd be the first thing to come up.
It's like a bunch of British, like, white dudes. Like,
yeah.
Hipsters. Like, pretty much hipster raver music. Whatever. They got their own thing going on.
Yeah.
Are they hot?
To be honest, like, I don't know that I've ever heard a song from them, but I mean...
Like, they're not bad or whatever. Like, they do what they do. So, whatever. But
they legitimately do, like, Street Fighter themed stuff, or
nah,
just, like, a name drop for them to get hits?
Not at all.
That's a shame. All right, well, well, thank you, L. You're funny. You're cool.
Yeah, dude, that's our first.
That is awesome.
Oh, shit. She did send in a picture of herself. So.
Oh yeah, and it dibs.
Oh, oh my shit. God!
I don't know what I did with it. I think I still have it.
I have it on my in my email when you send it to me.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, save it, because I don't know if I accidentally deleted it. So I want to, yeah. You don't want to. You don't want to.
Whoa.
Yeah. Thanks,
like,
L.
We all know what you're going to use it for, right?
Thanks, L. Keep writing in if you want. Get your Korean friend to hit us up. I don't know. You're cool. If you have a MySpace, just hit us up. Keep in touch. And, yeah, we also got a review on iTunes from Kelly NY, I'm guessing New York.
No, really? Is that what that stands for?
She gives us mad props on the podcast and gave us, like, 5 stars. So, good shit. We are getting out there, guys. We're getting out there. It only took 7
episodes. Even though we slacked, like, a whole lot.
Yeah. It only took 7 episodes, but we're getting there. So,
come on, guys, we need more.
Yeah. Question of the week for the listeners to let us know. Just, what are you looking forward to in 2010, movie-wise, or games? Let us know. And our plugins. You want to plug into MySpace and shit, Crispy?
What? No.
Rab? You guys know her?
MySpace. Oh,
what is it? Slackers Ain't My Neighbors at what?
Okay. Well, just repeat it, Rab.
MySpace.com/Slackers Ain't My Neighbors or SlackersAin'tMyNeighbors.podomatic.com.
Yes. Good shit. Yes. Yes. Or just email me at tnido_12@yahoo.com. And download our shit. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Let us know what's
Please
up.
Please tell your friends.
Yes, spread the slacker
tell
word.
Tell your friends to tell their friends and tell their friends. Come on.
Tell their friends, tell their friends. And dude who called out Crispy at Mission, we still haven't heard from you.
Oh my fucking God. Could you lay off? That was nobody.
I'm still waiting.
We were both just like somewhere else, okay?
Okay.
I bet that guy feels so sad that like you just think he was nobody. And
no,
like,
no. It was because there was nobody there.
Well, no, I bet he actually was. A guy was calling you out.
No.
Okay.
He would have called me out 2 times.
I bet he's so sad.
Who calls out one
guy.
Time?
Let's just move on. Moving on. And that also reminded me, a small segment, Crispy360. Crispy, what's your status on Xbox? Let everybody know.
Oh, what do you mean my status?
Crispy got an Xbox. Crispy is on Xbox Live, people. So why don't you send? Why don't you give out your gamer tag, Crispy?
No, I don't want to. I don't like it. It's stupid.
Do it.
No.
All right. Well,
do it. No, you gotta do it.
No.
If fans want to play with Crispy, let us know. Okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah. Make them write in, so then at least we know that people are hearing, right? Then I'll give it up.
Yeah. So. Next episode, last but not least, episode 8, we are going to be doing gangsta horror movies.
Yeah,
that's just going to be fun. That's just going to be fun. I can't wait.
We should watch these together because that's not going to happen if like we keep giving it to like me or Rab and then we're never going to watch it.
No.
Rab, can you do that?
We're going to have to watch it all together because we're going to be reviewing Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror.
Why don't we do it this week? Because
the classic Tales from the Hood. And I had to order Tales from the Hood on VHS because it's not on DVD. So, yeah, you guys have to come over for these.
Jesus.
I believe Rad will provide the very thuggish music for next week as well.
Spoilers.
So, look forward to that, guys, because in my opinion, like, that's going to be the funnest episode we've done so far. Like, gangsta horror movies. And I plan on doing, like, a series on that, like, Leprechaun in the Hood and shit, so.
So hype.
Yes! But yeah, I guess that's it. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
Grab.
Super.
Alright, well, thanks for listening again to Slackers Ain't My Neighbors. This was episode 7. Another upcoming episode, our friend CRS, who's a huge, like, he's more of the award-winning type movie fan. He knows his, like, history, and he likes stuff like black and white samurai epics like Yojimbo. He's going to be joining us for a future episode. And Yosef will be back soon as well. So look forward to that. That's it. I guess we'll see you guys later.
Peace.
Bye.
See ya.